And the varying forms of it is found in the Bible, okay? In fact, it's found at least 17 times in the Bible. So it's a biblical concept. It is a biblical teaching. You say, well, why are you going out of your way to even mention that? Obviously, it's in the Bible. Well, simply for the fact that there is someone out there by the name of Ray Comfort who teaches there is no such thing as a backslider. You know, he has all kinds of popular sermons that are called Hell's Best Kept Secret and all these other foolish sermons and heresies that says there is no such thing as a backslider, which is very parallel to what Paul Washer would say, that there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. Right. And I find it interesting that these Calvinists like to say there is no such thing of things that are actually found in the Bible,
right,
like a carnal Christian and a backslider, right? But the reason he has to say that is because he believes in what's called perseverance of the saints.
Right.
What does that mean? Well, perseverance of the saints is a doctrine that Calvinists teach that say that if you are truly saved, you will persevere unto the end. In other words, you'll remain in church, you'll keep reading your Bible, you'll live a holy life, you'll do that which is right in the sight of the Lord, and you'll persevere up until the end, okay? And they basically say this, if you don't, you weren't really saved in the first place. You see, if you ask a Calvinist, can you lose your salvation? They'll tell you, no, you can't lose your salvation. However, if you don't persevere until the end, you were never really saved to begin with. Well, that's false doctrine.
Amen.
Okay? And so he says, this is his favorite phrase to say. He says, there's no such thing as a backslider, you know? He says, only false converts. Now, go to 2 Peter chapter 2, because I believe 2 Peter chapter 2 is one of the greatest examples of someone who backslid. And the Bible, I mean, God on purpose put a phrase before his name to let you know, hey, he's a saved man. I'm referring to the man named Lot, okay? Now, who is Lot? Lot is Abraham's nephew in the book of Genesis. Now, if you don't know anything about Lot, let me just give you a brief overview of who he is and what he did. He's Lot's nephew, and he's a man who the Bible says pitched his tent towards Sodom, which eventually led him to live in Sodom. You say, what is Sodom? It's a city of homos, is what it is. Okay? Reprobates and sodomites. That's where the term sodomite comes from. So this guy's so backslidden that he actually decides to live in San Francisco.
Right.
In the midst of it. And he's living there among them. But he's a saved man. He's like, oh, I don't think he was saved. You know, if he was saved, he wouldn't do those things. Well, let's look what the Bible says. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. It says, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them in samples unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot. Now, that doesn't mean he just delivered Lot.
Right.
Okay, because his daughters got delivered too, and his wife was delivered until she decided to turn back and was turned into a pillar of salt. What is it saying, just Lot? It means he's saved.
Amen.
He was justified. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, the Bible says, dwelling among them and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. So no one can look at Lot and say, oh yeah, he was a righteous Christian. No, but you know what? He was a righteous man in the sense that he was saved. You know why he wasn't living righteously? Because he was living with a bunch of faggots.
Right.
And the Bible says there, in seeing and hearing their unlawful deeds, he vexed his righteous soul. You know why? Because a saved person, that stuff is going to bother them.
Yeah.
Okay? Why? It's going to vex your righteous soul. You know that it's wrong. You know that it's filthy. You know that it's not of God. And it's going to bother you.
Right.
Okay?
Amen.
But here it says, God specifically refers to him as just Lot. And just in case you don't understand what just Lot means, he reiterates in verse 8, that righteous man. Yeah. Well, we know based upon his life that he wasn't living righteously, so that's not what it's referring to.
Yeah.
It's referring to the fact that he was righteous in Christ.
Amen.
He was a saved man.